But that situation may be changing as well based on the recent data reported at the IASLC meeting, the Scagliotti trial, that compared pemetrexed and cisplatin to gemcitabine and cisplatin. That trial suggested that for patients with adenocarcinoma and large cell carcinoma, that there was a survival advantage. Well, it suggested there was a survival advantage and conclusively proved that they were equivalent. That, too, was a non-inferiority trial. It nailed that endpoint in spades.
With less toxicity.
Yeah, with less toxicity. Though that, I don't think, was a goal of the trial, but yes, it had
certain
less toxicity.
Implicit,
yeah. But I think anybody who's used GEM and PEM would know that the PEM is probably easier for most people. But there was that suggestion that it was a better drug. There was almost a two-month improvement in median survival in the adenos, an even greater one in large cell, favoring the PEM-CIS. Again, yes, it was a subgroup analysis, but it's a damn robust subgroup analysis. There was over 1,000 patients in that subgroup that suggested there's a two-month survival improvement. And again, that's what we do with effective new therapies. We see a two-month improvement. So it may be very possible to see how more and more people, because of toxicity and because of that data suggesting equivalence, if not improvement in survival, that for adeno and large cell patients, they're going to be giving pemetrexed up front. That will change the second line setting. There's also a lot of individual data about the safety of giving bevacizumab with pemetrexed in CIS. There's at least one small clinical trial from Dr. Patel from Northwestern suggesting that you can safely give bevacizumab with pemetrexed and carboplatin, that regimen is going to become used first line, and then different decisions will be made second line.
And do you see it heading into the adjuvant setting eventually?
It would make sense to do that. The only negative of that is the bigger problem in the adjuvant setting isn't the drug combined with cisplatinum, it's cisplatinum. Cisplatinum, if you believe the ERCC1 data, it's inappropriate for 40% of the patients and from a outcome status, but it's also inappropriate for a huge proportion of patients because of its toxicities. So it's possible, but you know, to mount the kind of trial to say that that is better is going to be tough. I mean, really, you'd have to have a head-to-head trial, but it's probably not worth it.
You think a couple of years from now it's going to be carbo, pemetrexed, and bev as first-line therapy?
Unless another agent with a higher degree of benefit comes along, it makes a lot of sense that that would be. I mean, people are so comfortable with pemetrexed, and this data saying you absolutely don't harm anybody, and indeed there's a potential for benefit, why not?
Is it enough for you to do it now?
It is for me, sure.
Is that what you're doing?
Personally, I'm in a different kind of situation. I tend to have clinical trials,
sure,
by and large. And to be honest with you, I treat very few people up front, off study, with regimens. They almost all treated on investigational agent, investigational protocol. But again, to me, all the facts say that it's reasonable. And again, you certainly don't harm people. And the suggestion is that it's better. And I think it makes some sense. Remember, our decision to use bevacizumab with a two-month survival benefit is based on 600 patients. This is a decision based on over 1,000 patients to get that same two-month improvement. And what you don't see there to get that 2 months is the added toxicity of the bevacizumab, those 12 extra people that died. That did not happen in this trial.